USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The number of Americans killed in the attack by Hamas on Israel is up to 36. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told lawmakers while testifying before a Senate panel yesterday, a handful of Americans are also believed to be among the more than 200 hostages taken prisoner by the terrorist organization Hamas. Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. The Senate confirmed Lew in a 53-43 vote yesterday. Lew's confirmation comes as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues. The Trumps are expected to take the stand in the New York civil trial. Former Trump Organization Vice President Raymond Flores was on the stand yesterday when the court called it a night and went home. Donald Trump Jr. is expected to take the stand today or tomorrow, followed by Eric, Ivanka, and then presidential candidate Donald Trump. Already acquitted of state charges, the federal trial of former Louisville, Kentucky police detective Brett Hankinson is ready. But right now it's unclear when the 16-person jury will be seated or when opening statements will begin. Hankinson is accused of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor, who was shot to death during a no-knock raid on Taylor's home. The federal trial is expected to take about 3 weeks. The second person to receive a pig heart transplant has died. Yesterday, Maryland doctors confirmed Lawrence Fawcett died in late September, roughly 6 weeks after the transplant. Doctors said his heart seemed healthy for the first month or so, but began showing signs of rejection in the days before Fawcett's death. Microsoft is rolling out its new artificial intelligence feature called Copilot. Microsofters say it can handle human-like text to answer questions and write emails, just like OpenAI's ChatGPT. On the PC, they claim it can open apps and turn on Bluetooth. The new feature is part of a major update to Microsoft Windows 11. USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The lawyers for the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students last year will get to see some key genetic genealogy evidence.
The evidence helped identify him as a suspect. Prosecutors say his DNA was found on a knife sheath under one of the bodies. Prosecutors say they don't plan to use the evidence at trial, but the judge ruled the defense should be able to see some of the evidence in advance. A hearing will be held to determine which evidence the defense will be allowed to see before trial. I'm Dave Collins.
Challenges to keep presidential candidate Donald Trump off of two states' presidential ballots are being heard in court this week. In Colorado, the case is based on the 14th Amendment, an argument dismissed by Trump's lawyer as anti-democratic and weak. The Minnesota Supreme Court will hear oral arguments this week in a similar case. The Republican Party of Minnesota has told the court to dismiss the case because of the First Amendment of the Constitution. Remember, don't feed the bears.
You shouldn't play with them either. Part of North Carolina's scenic Blue Ridge Parkway is closed indefinitely because of reports of human-bear interactions. The move coming after the National Park Service got word that people were attempting to hold and feed a young bear. Officials made that decision out of concern, not only for the safety of the park visitors, but for the safety of the bear. I'm Corey Myers.
Thanks for being there. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.